Well, there was nothing vague at all about the law. The law clearly states if a convicted felon is carrying a gun during the commission of a crime, then they, if found guilty, will get a 5-year mandatory minimum sentence. Regardless of your view of whether you think we should have more guns or fewer guns, everybody can agree that convicted felons are exactly the people who should not be toting guns, and that's why we have the law on the books. The Court of Appeals decision, citing some rule of lenity involving a statute that wasn't even charged in the case, was a very, very, very curious decision to legal scholars. Unfortunately, the only recourse we have at this time is to file a motion for reconsideration to that same court, to the Court of Appeals, and that's what we will plan to do. We cannot take this case to the Supreme Court of the United States and have it overturned there because there are, unfortunately, the decision does not touch upon the Maryland Constitution, so there's no constitutional implications that we could appeal to the Supreme Court.
The General Assembly, ultimately, I mean, if the effort to reconsider fails, will the General Assembly to rewrite this law?
If the motion for reconsideration is denied, then we will have to go to the General Assembly to clear up any potential ambiguity. We don't see any ambiguity in the law. The law is pretty clear. If you've been convicted of a felony, you are not allowed to carry a gun. If you carry a gun to the commission of a crime, you get 5 years mandatory minimum time in jail plus any additional time that the judge levies. We don't see an ambiguity, but we'll have to go to the General Assembly and clear up any potential ambiguity that may exist.